Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
The National Football League. Who had the Rams and the Buffalo Bills as 3-1 each in the divisions that were supposed to be ruled by the Seahawks and the Patriots?
Who had the Patriots at 2-2 after 4 weeks?
Who's ready for a Bills Rams Super Bowl?
How about Packers Bills Super Bowl?
Okay, Packers Bills would be nice as well, but still, the Rams ran their record of 3-1 yesterday, and they lead the NFL in scoring. Sean McVay is just thoroughly humiliating Jeff Fisher and his constant mediocrity. Like, this is going to be one of the storylines that's already being teased out that, I guess coaching does matter in the NFL.
Got to stop you for a second. I said the same thing earlier this morning. The Rams, 3-1. Man,
maybe coaching matters.
I said, it's great that they got rid of Jeff Fisher. They're 3-1. And then Rock went, Rams were 3-1 after 4 weeks last year, and then went 1-12 for the rest of the season. 1-11 for the rest of the season.
So you're just saying hold your horses?
Well, this year,
though, the other metrics are up. Their yards per game and their scoring is fantastic. And a road win against the Cowboys, no matter how many injuries the Cowboys might have had, no matter how bad their defense might be, that's still pretty, pretty good. That's a measuring stick game. That's really not the big story, though, of the game, Brian. If you check your cheat sheet, which I sent you a link to, item number two is that the uniform mismatch yesterday for the Los Angeles Rams between their helmets and their jerseys is one of the worst uniform atrocities ever committed in NFL history. Look at those awful mismatched
helmets. I watched that game and I thought,
what
are they trying to do here? That's all I could think was, what are they doing? They just want to have everything. They have a mouthful of everything. Gummy worms, cake, fried chicken.
Here's the deal. Last year for a Color Rush game, the Rams said, hey, we're going to go to throwback white Rams horns on the helmet.
Time out.
That's one.
Now, I thought you could just have one helmet for the year.
You can.
And so they switched to that, to the Color Rush uniforms?
No, they didn't switch the helmet.
That's their helmet they wear every game.
They switched the stripes. But they switched, okay.
You peel off the gold stripes.
All right.
And you slap on the white stripes, and the helmet stays the same.
Okay.
So they did that last year, and people were like, this big nostalgic, I love those helmets.
Yeah.
They're so cool.
And especially moving back to Los Angeles, they should have completely done that.
Right. Yep. But there is like a 2-year process to change out your uniform if you're an NFL team, because they have a certain amount of existing stock of jerseys and they don't like to have to sit on them.
Yeah.
If you suddenly just change from 1 year to the next. So they're in the process of that changeover. But they felt like, you know what? We can get away with wearing the white striped helmets. And against their white home uniform, it works. It's okay. It's not the worst look
in the world. Southern California sun, it looks great, I think.
But against their road blues, like yesterday with the yellow numbers,
Ridiculous.
Somebody pointed out on Twitter, they're like, looks like the Rams are playing a video game where they haven't unlocked one of their challenges yet to get their full uniform.
Yeah.
That's a great way of putting it. Yeah.
And here's what else I don't like. Like, if you're going to go old school with the helmets, that face mask has to be gray. That's the old school look right there.
I'm willing to grant dispensation for the white face mask.
I don't like the white face mask. Hmm. The gray face mask on that white Rams helmet, I think, looks a lot better. Too much white, if you ask me. But everyone's
distracting.
Everyone's uniform preferences are different.
Can we agree they're never going to get it right? This is just always going to be some mashup.
It's Stan Kroenke, so I'm sure he's going to mess it up. Brian, there's a picture. I just sent you the picture of the gray face mask with the Rams white striped helmet, and I think that does look indeed superior. But that's just me.
Okay.
I just wonder who in that front office, who's in charge with the Rams that says, yeah, nah, it looks fine. There's a little bit of white trim in the uniforms. It's good. Show me the meeting. Show me who is in charge of it. Is the equipment manager, the marketing director, the head coach, the GM? Is it the owner? Is it the owner's son? Is it some consultant? Who actually signed off on this? I want them to be accountable. I want them to have to say, yeah, here's why we think it's okay.
I think the NFL Network should have to squeeze in a couple hours a week on that. I mean, they have plenty of time.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. They could just do this, do a review of what's coming out this week, who approved it. Yeah, exactly. That's all the stuff you just named.
You know what? That'd be more interesting than some of the features I saw on the pregame shows yesterday. For example, I saw, I kid you not, a feature on who makes Cam Newton's hats. That's right. They went to interview the company, the small little hattery that makes his hats on a pregame show. Literally, I said to myself, if you need football-related ideas on stories to do, I'll send you a long list. I don't need to see a hat feature on an NFL pregame show. How dumb do you really think I am?
Has Cam Newton been having the kind of season where you'd just be concerned about his hats?
No, because, and this is another thing about Cam Newton, and I wrote about this in my wrap-up blog just before, below that, you'll see on the page. Cam Newton this year, he was coming off a game last week in which the Saints killed him, 34-13. Cam Newton had a 43.8 rating. He had three interceptions in the loss. The team had averaged 15 points per game over the first three games. And shockingly, not everyone in Carolina, not everyone with the media in Charlotte was saying, oh, this team's going back to the Super Bowl. Shockingly, right? So they go and they beat the Patriots, more on them in a second. And after the game, Cam Newton says he didn't like all the negativity and how they were being shown a lack of respect in the media. This guy is impossible.
Know where I get my hats?
For. Yeah.
hey, but you know where the hat comes from.
Yeah. I mean, this guy is impossible to root for. Why would you get respect? You scored 9 points at home against the Buffalo Bills. You got destroyed by the Saints 34-13.
How they beat the Patriots yesterday?
Well, because the Patriots are the worst defense in the league by a long shot.
Time out.
Ooh,
that's my first. That's my first. Did you see the Belichick-Rivera handshake? Belichick didn't even slow down.
It was a micro shake.
It was. Seriously, Belichick was trotting out the field, and if they touched hands, it was like, wow. Belichick is the worst loser in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
But that may explain why he's won all those Super Bowls, too. So
didn't feel like I needed to talk.
Right. It was. I couldn't believe it. I actually rewound it. Went. He never slowed down. Hey, good game.
People don't know how quick I handshake. That's the problem. Here's my hand, and there I'm going. Hand gone. There it is, right there. Next question.
All right, time in.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, the Patriots this year have given up the following yardage amounts: 537.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
417.
Still a lot.
444.
Oof.
30-plus points per game allowed. Three of their four games have been at home.
Nobody, Steve, is feeling sorry for the New England Patriots today. Nobody.
And everyone. You know what?
Matter of fact, everybody's going, finally? Really? Are they human again now?
Yeah.
Let's beat the hell out of them.
And their so-called defensive genius coordinator, Matt Patricia, with the big old scraggly hipster beard and the stupid grease pencil behind his ear. Not grease pencil, pencil. People are getting on Matt Patricia because he's got a pencil behind his ear. You know why they're getting on him for that?
They hate pencils?
No.
Oh.
His play sheet is laminated.
So what's the pencil for, Matt?
Right. Yeah. They think the pencil is just a prop to be like, look at me. I'm so busy. I'm so smart. I'm such a grinder. I got a pencil here behind my ear. So in case I see anything during the game, I can write it down. All I know is he was the guy that wore the Goodell clown nose T-shirt from Barstool Sports as he got off the plane with the trophy following their miracle comeback against the Falcons.
Well, it's only week four, Steve. Don't
537, 429, 417, 444. Hello? Don't, what were you saying again, Bob? I can't
only
hear you.
Week.
It's a trend.
Only week four. I wouldn't cinch up my dancing shoes yet.
I have not ordered my Buffalo Bills division champ shirt just yet. Just yet. But there is real trouble. This is even before some wrinkles might, you know, some injuries might be piled. But first of all, the injury to Edelman hurt badly.
Sure, yeah.
And Gronk is going to go down at some point this year.
It's a matter of time, right?
Yes. All I know is, what did I hear most of August? The Patriots could go 16-0.
16-0, right. Yeah.
You can't go 16-0 if you only go 2-2 out of the game. Real trouble there.
Yeah, it's great.
Did you see Jay Cutler's non-effort on the Wildcat play?
I read about it. I didn't actually see the play because I wasn't going to get up and watch that.
Has anyone
game.
Photoshopped a cigarette into his mouth on that one?
Unfortunately, there's not a close-up of it. It's like the high above sideline angle. Basically, Jay Cutler was spread out as a wide receiver in a surprise look, like, okay, oh, hold on a second. It's got a Wildcat.
The Wildcat, which never works.
Right. And Jay Cutler splits out to the side and stands there as if he was on the corner of a 7-Eleven smoking a cigarette. Like, he didn't give it any sell whatsoever. Like, hey, you better guard me.
Oh, he got his hands on his hips.
I'm pretty quick. I got some good hands here, too. You looking at it right now, Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is after Jay Cutler fumbled.
Oh, my gosh. He's not even moving.
Pop it up on your screen. I can't see it.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, he's not even moving.
But does that surprise you?
Care less.
Here he is down at the
bottom.
Down
at the bottom. Didn't even budge. Didn't take a step. It's just Jay Cutler. It's what he does, right? Hey, the Dolphins got the Jay Cutler business.
Yeah.
He doesn't really care.
Also threw a floating end zone pick intended for Julius Thomas. It's hard to tell whether or not Thomas misplayed it or if Cutler put it in the wrong place. Cutler also fumbled on a scramble where he's just running around, trying to make something happen 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage, holding the ball down at his knees, and then fumbles.
I got a name for that formation. It's not Wildcat.
What is it?
It's Schmildcat.
Schmildcat.
Wildcat, Schmildcat. Because that's what Cutler's doing there at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, I got Jay Cutler's name for the formation. Whatever. But the Dolphins blanked in London. Dalvin Cook is likely out for the season for the Minnesota Vikings. It's the most Viking thing ever.
Yeah.
I know they are your hated rival to the north. And I know that you are not supposed to be sympathetic. But when it comes to injuries, you really can't revel in another team's injuries. This is such a Vikings-esque year. They could have had a really good season on their racket. But then Sam Bradford goes out and hurts his knee on a Tuesday in practice.
And what's the story with him? When's he coming back?
He's like, oh, my knee hurts. It's a 4-week injury. I've never seen a guy play a full game, play great, and then on Tuesday go, yeah, my knee's hurt. And then be out for 4 weeks. Never seen that before. Now Dalvin Cook, the talented running back out of Florida State, just blew open his knee on a mid-run cut, a non-contact injury. Just bang, went. So, and of course, Case Keenum had multiple shots against the Lions defense to score the game-tying touchdown on short fields and could absolutely do nothing. Because he's Case Keenum. We know that story.
Yeah, Lions go to 3-1. We've seen that movie.
The Lions go to 3-1. They could be 4-0 except for one play that was reviewed and reversed on replay. Question, Packer friends, how much do you fear the Lions?
Oh, the Lions? Sure. Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, they've beaten us a couple of times over the last couple of years. But here's the thing. The Lions always manage to turn into the Lions.
Yeah, you can't always count on that, though. This year.
It could be. Sure, it could have been different last year. They were at, how big a lead did they have, you know, with 10 games gone in the season or 11 games gone in the season? They were in complete charge of the division, and they managed to screw it up. So,
did you see that Amir Abdullah had 94 yards rushing for the Lions?
Yeah, he's a problem.
Keeps
sure.
their streak intact.
Yeah.
You know what that streak is?
Weeks without a rusher over 100 yards.
Yes.
Yeah.
57 weeks now. Going back to Reggie Bush in 2013. Yes. They have not had
and
a
100-yard
rusher.
This is the team that we threw games to get Reggie Bush.
And this is a... and this is a team that had Billy Sims and Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, yeah.
The Giants are 0-4, which absolutely delights me to no end.
Because you hate...
The New York Giants. All hail the New York Giants.
Thank you for participating in the 2017 season. You are free to leave at any time.
No, they have to finish it out, even though they're not going anywhere.
That's true. Their punishment will be playing really hard and getting their bodies bruised and broken for no reward at all at the end of the season. 0-2 teams only make the playoffs, I believe, 10% of the time. 0-3 teams only make the playoffs like 4% of the time. And I'm not even sure about 0-4 teams making the playoffs. How many 0-4 teams?
Oh, that's got to be a zero.
Man, I'm looking around the league already and going, that guy's getting fired? Ben McAdoo has got to be in the hot seat.
Chargers, Browns, Niners,
Pagano.
That's the 0-16 record there.
Only one team since the merger has made the playoffs after going 0-4. That'd be the Chargers in 1992. Well, they finished 11-1.
Got a chance to do it again then.
Well, yeah, I guess so. If you're Ben McAdoo, that's what you sell to your team. We got a chance to make history, men. Let's go out and do it.